As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Aaron Rodgers saga has done a lot of things to this town's sports populace. It has blunted other stories in other sports. It has overshadowed things going on at times with the Pirates. It has gotten more oxygen than has the Penguins' muted search for a head coach to replace Mike Sullivan. It has, of course, overwhelmed much of the discourse surrounding other members of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what happens when your team is doggedly, some would say pathetically, pursuing a four-time MVP, a surefire future Hall of Famer, whose reputation is much greater than his reality. It takes the oxygen. Other things don't get the oxygen. Steelers OTAs have started week two. Today, tomorrow, Thursday. Aaron Rodgers still not here. Aaron Rodgers, according to Ray Fittipaldo's chat, could be doing anything for the next several days. Could be here sometime around training camp. Mandatory minicamp, he won't show up by then if he doesn't want to. He'll show up when he feels like showing up, unless he doesn't show up. I bring up Aaron Rodgers to start the show, not to scare the bejesus out of you that you're going to be subjected to 4 more hours of speculation about a guy I am very sick of speculating about. I bring it up because in blunting some of the other stories in town, Aaron Rodgers has done a favor for a couple of the subjects of those stories. He's done a favor for a couple potential, though not definite, future teammates. I think the real story is we get to this point in time, now that OTAs start, now the stories get started, now people start writing up about this guy or that guy. He so-and-so is in the best shape of his life. So-and-so has really dug in on the playbook. You're getting clips from the Saunders umbrella, among other places, or our own Jeff Hathorn, people who are covering this, of, hey, here's Roman Wilson. Look at him coming out of his breaks. Boy, he looks sharp. As we get into that time of the year, it does turn my brain naturally towards, okay, what actually matters with the Steelers in 2025? What are things other than who's going to play quarterback for the Steelers? Mason Rudolph talked today. You'll hear that later. Right now, he would be the guy. My brain turns to things other than who will play quarterback for the Steelers, and will it be the guy who was doing ayahuasca, what was it, DMT, other things, powerful psychedelics, trying to figure out if he wants to play quarterback and continue to play professional football. It gets me thinking about other people that are relevant, other stories that are relevant. And there is no one player on this team, and it causes me some pain to say this, there is no one player on this team who I think is under a greater microscope this season than Broderick Jones. It's It's Chris Muller. It's the PM team, 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football is on the other side. Pony is presumably not battling explosive diarrhea today, but he is attempting to do things like milk cows. I would point out very unsuccessfully based on the video his lovely wife sent me. He had all his Mets gear on. He was on the udder, Donnie, and he could not seem to extract milk from it. I don't know if I was supposed to post this video, but that is what Andrew is doing today, hanging out with his family, potentially milking cows, trying to touch the udder. It's utterly amusing.
I mean, could you imagine him doing that?
No, I can't. But I saw it with my own two eyes. Didn't get any milk. His explanation was, must be dry. The woman trying to explain to him how to do it basically just scoffed and said, no, you're not doing it right. Broderick Jones, I think, is the Steelers story probably of the entire 2025 season. And I understand in so putting that out there that I am ignoring something like Rodgers, who I just said takes up a ton of oxygen, who plays the position that is always going to get talked about more than any other in this league. I understand that I'm also ignoring just whether or not Mike Tomlin will extend the no losing seasons run. Art Rooney, how much longer he wants to be the man at the head of the pack for the Steelers before he eventually turns over team president duties and kind of principal duties to his son. I understand that there's all these other competing stories with, frankly, bigger names, but in practical terms, I would argue there is no bigger story, there is no more crucial person to the Steelers' fortunes in 2025 than the guy they drafted 3 years ago to play left tackle, 2 years ago, you want to call it that. He's played two seasons, I should say. Who is finally going to actually get a chance to do that entering season three of his NFL career. Broderick Jones is under a microscope. So too are radio hosts who said Broderick Jones will be the best left tackle in franchise history and ran around yelling his name to the tune of the Rocky theme song for reasons that are still unclear to this day. And I think he's an interesting case study in this way of like what is better about the Steelers right now with certain new faces in new places the last couple of years, Andy Weidel, Omar Khan elevating, Omar Khan becoming the GM, Andy Weidel coming in to be the assistant. It's an interesting case study in how there are some positive influences that are still being overwhelmed by negative behaviors or by bad process. When they picked Broderick Jones, I was elated to the degree that I was singing his name like an idiot because I thought they had made the exact right pick. Athletic, high upside, didn't have a ton of snaps, but the stuff he put on tape at Georgia was excellent. He was a project, but it was the kind of project you want to draft that high because the ceiling is all pro. That's what I thought about him. Highest ceiling in that draft class that you'll recall had a lot of tackles get taken in the first round. Paris Johnson, to name one. I think Darnell Wright, kid from Tennessee. There were a bunch. And Jones, I thought, was going to be the best of the bunch. And when the Steelers got him, when they traded up to get him, I had that eureka moment of like, wow, they must have viewed the guy the exact same way I did. That's cool. I like this. We all like it when a team does the thing that we want them to do. That was the good. The bad followed soon after. The process immediately got derailed, I think, when it got into Mike Tomlin's hands. Well, we have Broderick Jones. That's nice. But he didn't take over for Dan Moore. He didn't beat him out. That's on Jones. He was a little immature to be a pro. That's on him. Dan Moore got all this positive publicity. Wow, look at him. He beat back the challenge. He made it so that they had to put him in the starting lineup. And then Dan Moore, I think by and large, got turnstiled more often than not. I thought was an average left tackle on his best days, maybe above average, was below average to flat out bad. But Dan Moore had something going for him, in a weird way, that Broderick Jones did not. He literally couldn't play another position, or they decided he couldn't play another position. They decided Broderick Jones was talented enough and adaptable enough to get him into the lineup playing his off position, playing the other tackle spot, and they catered to somebody who didn't belong in the starting lineup. That guy got paid $80 million. Your mileage may vary. Chris, he's actually a serviceable player. I'd argue that he's not. I'd argue that Dan Moore is going to be one of the worst contracts given out this past offseason. I think that is a buyer beware situation. Credit to him, he got paid. Buyer beware. Now in year three, the year where first-round picks have to put up or shut up because the team has to decide about a fifth-year option, the Steelers are going to start Broderick Jones for the first time as the guy at left tackle. They are probably going to put a mercurial 41-year-old behind him if what everybody thinks is going to happen actually happens. And they are going to cross their fingers and pray that a guy that came in 20 pounds lighter than he was last year, purportedly at least because then he could eat during the season and get back to his normal playing weight as one of the motivating factors, they're going to put him out there. And they're going to hope that he can protect Aaron Rodgers long enough for Rodgers to do what he used to do in his prime. And even though it's not fair, even though they have taken every step you could take, I think, to screw up the development of a first-round pick, which should be the most precious capital you've got in the NFL draft, it is the most precious capital you've got, there's really no time to feel bad for Broderick Jones or make excuses for Broderick Jones. The nature of the beast is very simple. He either balls out and plays great, or he's got one more year to prove himself next year, and then, oh, by the way, if he plays great, the Steelers might miss out on him because he might just decide to go elsewhere, being a little bit smarting from his experience here. Rodgers takes the headlines. Anything Tomlin-related takes the headlines. This year's draft class is going to take some headlines. Derek Harmon's going to get plenty of ink. And the other tackle, by the way, Troy Fautanu, is coming off of a season where he played one game, then got hurt again, and there are going to be injury risks looming over him for a long time. But for me, it is very clear on this day when, this time of year when, we identify what matters, what doesn't matter, what's a story worth following, what's a player worth following, what's not. I think the guy that stands tall above the rest in that regard, and not for good reasons for two seasons in now, is Broderick Jones. And I just got to thinking about it today as we wait and wait and wait and figure out whether we're going to get any news on the quarterback front anytime soon. And just thought, there's the player I'm watching. There's the player blindside tackle, regardless of who plays quarterback for them, that I think is more determinative than any other. And he unfortunately is the poster child, I think, in the Weidel Kahn era, the Kahn Weidel era, of how the best laid plans can still go awry if the guy coaching the team and the player to an extent himself don't handle their end of the bargain. 412-928-9370. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football's here, fresh off of an Ernie Banks last night. How are you, Don?
Not bad. I did have to make a trip to the dentist this morning, though. I had to get a small filling.
Tried to give you every opportunity here. Went a nice 12-plus minutes because you said your dentist told you that your face would not be numb probably within even an hour of the show starting.
Yeah, because he said a couple of hours. I mean, I probably got the shots in at 9:30. So I thought, okay, I mean, we still have several hours until the show starts, but lo and behold, here we are at 2:13 in the afternoon.
Still scuffling?
And yeah, it's not as strong as it was when I walked in here, but there's still absolutely numbness on the right side of my face.
What if you had opened your mouth to talk and realized that the numbness actually made your voice sound like the perfect radio voice of all time? Like, you opened your mouth and you just sounded, I don't know what you would describe as the perfect sports talk voice, but you just had, deep, thudding baritone pipes to talk. Hello, this is Donnie Football.
I'll just order more of those shots, I guess. But, I mean, seriously, I'm wondering what the heck the guy gave me.
Well, I don't want to stretch you too much here because you, frankly, are probably making an effort to talk as it is. I want to know this, if you are confident that Broderick Jones at left tackle works out. Do we get the start of an upward trajectory to this story? You can answer honestly here. Don't spare my feelings. I know I'm the idiot who put his neck out there giraffe style on this one.
I actually do think he'll figure it out this year, and it'll make people, in retrospect, more frustrated with the Steelers for how they handled him his first couple of seasons. Maybe he's not an all-pro, but I think he clearly will look like a better player at left tackle than he has in his first two seasons, where they either just kind of jerked him around or started him at right tackle. I think he's going to look like a better player, and that's going to leave people like us and others saying, what took them so long to do this other than them basically lying down for a guy that was a fourth-round pick, Dan Moore?
You might say living in their fears about what Dan Moore couldn't do versus trying to figure out what Broderick Jones could do. All right, let's go from there. I say Broderick Jones is actually the single most important player on the 2025 Pittsburgh.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Steelers. Donnie, we're finding out right now on the very lively YouTube comment section. Yesterday, we found out that people like Breastburg Feelers are Big Pony fans, while I have Turd Sandwich in my corner. We're finding out that just all of these people seem to be of one mind when it comes to you. They're all on the side of the people's champ. Or to use a more apt comparison, given the music that's playing in the background, they think of you as a sports talk host who displays intensity, integrity, take integrity, and intelligence when you're on the mic. Things like, Donnie's show was killer last night. Dude got game from Jory Rand's taint. Donnie is great. Donnie is awesome. I'm just saying.
You might be cherry picking here because I don't have it up in front of me.
No.
I feel like our guy, the Feelers, is not a fan of me.
The Feelers is very hard to impress. I think he's actually a rare Joe Pony fan, I think. I know he's a Pony fan. I think he's a Joe fan,
he's somebody that either, like, hates my voice entirely or thinks I fake my voice for 4 hours as if I'm, like, some Hollywood performer.
If you faked your voice for 4 hours, it would be both unbelievably impressive and also very...
It is kind of funny when I do meet somebody out in public and they're like, oh, that actually is how you sound.
Yeah, I've told people...
What do you think I do?
Yeah, I've told people you're the genuine article. What you see is absolutely what you get. I've
made that
very clear.
You think I'm Chalamet when I get on the mic here?
Why, does Chalamet affect a voice all the time?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think Chalamet just sounds like a regular dude with a name like Timothy Chalamet. It kind of surprises people. I'll also say we got an update from Pony's wife. According to her, he was not getting milk from the udder while wherever they were today because he was tickling the udder and not really pulling at it. Tickling the udder? What?
He's lucky that cow didn't kick him in the face.
What are we doing here? I'm wondering, just based on the start of the show here, if Roger, because like I brought up Roderick Jones, I said this guy to me is absolutely the number one most important person. That yes, we'll all be talking about Aaron Rodgers. We'll all be talking about how Mike Tomlin does. We all know what the stories are going to be. We all know who the stories are going to be. Generally speaking, broadly as a statement, I just think the guy that finally is getting a chance to play left tackle. After the team drafted him to do that and then sat him on ice on the other side of the offensive line, given that position's overall importance in the scheme of things in the NFL, given what the Steelers eventually want to become, which is, I think, a good offense again. I'd like to believe they want to be a good offense. I think that guy's pretty damn important. And maybe I was right that Aaron Rodgers sort of sucking all the oxygen out of the room and being such a dominant storyline-driving force or headline-grabbing force has allowed guys like Broderick Jones to fly low under the radar. But like maybe I'm also sort of rabbit ears about anything that happens with him because I'm the one that said he was going to be so great. And so far I've been dead wrong about that. I've looked like an idiot about that. He's been a I would say an average right tackle, especially last year. I thought he took a step back. And the only thing I'm left hoping is that it kind of snaps too for this guy when he's actually given the position that he thought he was going to play and that he sort of kicks it into gear, that he looks more natural, more confident, everything else. Because if he, make no mistake about it, whether they ended up picking the right guy but doing the wrong things with him to develop him or whether he just was the wrong player to pick, if they whiff on Broderick Jones, that's not like a minor thing. That's a major whiff. That's your first-round pick as a regime trying to get back to, I think, the way good teams tend to pick their players. Projection a little bit, going for big talent, etc. That's you going back to doing it that way and striking out the first time.
Not to mention they traded up for him.
Granted, only a couple of spots, but yeah, you mortgaged for that. And if it doesn't work, that goes on as a big red X. And I can't help but think that there's at least a chance that if it does go sideways with Jones and he doesn't kind of get it together at left tackle, and let's all remember, he's young, still very young. They drafted him very young. You'll have to wonder if it goes sideways if they didn't play a role in it by just, again, and this is something that will be inexplicable to me for the rest of time, and I don't care how much the Cabales of the world or anybody, even Jeff Hathorn, like I respect the hell out of Jeff. Jeff's a straight shooter. They all said, oh, no, Dan Moore, he's been solid. My eyes told me something different. I saw a very mediocre football player there who just seemed to get grandfathered into the position because he literally couldn't do anything else. And if it turns out that Broderick Jones's career doesn't work out here in part because a guy like Dan Moore Jr. was prioritized over him, that'll have me pulling hair that I don't actually have out of my head. 412-928-9370. You with me on this, that Broderick Jones is actually probably the biggest story going into this season? And if you are, do you actually believe he's going to be good? Donnie thinks that this is going to be a year where he breaks out. As much as I was the guy that said he was going to be an all-time great for the Steelers at the position, I'm less confident than that. Like, it's just, there's a lot of tape out there that he's going to have to surmount in his own mind of him just playing average to below average football. Jeff is on the fan. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to say I listened to Donnie's show last night for a while, and there was some excellent talk going on. He had Noah Constrictor on. It was really good.
I heard Noah Constrictor had a hat on, Jeff. I heard that Noah Constrictor wore a hat that derailed the beginning of that interview for at least a couple of minutes.
Yeah, they were talking about his old school hat, and that was pretty good.
Jeff, are you a Broderick Jones believer?
Say it again?
Are you a Broderick Jones believer?
I'm like you. I mean, I'm like everybody. I'm pretty skeptical at this point, you know? It seems like they're kind of going down the same path as the Pirates, where we're not getting the development we expect on some of these high picks. Agree?
Well, we're not... I would say on the first round picks, like Fautanu right now is a complete mystery because he was hurt and they knew he was going to be something of an injury risk when they picked him. In Jones's case, I keep going back to the coach on the field, the head football coach, along with presumably the offensive line coach said, we are better off putting Broderick Jones out of position so that Dan Moore can play his only position at a very decidedly average level than we are benching Dan Moore, forcing him to figure out right tackle or get lost, putting Broderick Jones in like halfway through the season at left tackle and figuring out right tackle along the way. That was the value judgment that they made. And what did they get out of it, realistically? Nothing. I already know where this is going to go. I'm going to take the call. I know it's going to be like there's 18 guys on Ohio State's bench who were better than Broderick Jones that the Steelers should have drafted. Johnny the Barber is here on the fan.
What are you talking about?
Hey, fellas. Just wanted to update you. Broderick Jones sucks. Okay. I said this from the beginning and you knew this. Okay. He should be known as Norah Jones. He is terrible.
Couple good songs from Norah Jones, though. Really nice voice.
The problem is with Broderick Jones is, I'll be honest, he was a phenom in college. He had no technique because he didn't need technique. Came to the NFL early without technique, and guess what? Yeah, everyone's a physical phenom in the NFL, not just you. Now you have to have technique.
Do you think it hurt, though, that the team that drafted him to play left tackle, whose general manager said, we drafted Broderick Jones to play left tackle, then proceeded to play him at right tackle for two seasons? Because I would argue that that didn't help the development of his technique.
Or I would argue that you wasted a high-round draft pick on someone when you could have had DeJuan Jones, who...
There we go.
Came ready to go and has been playing up and down the line without whining, saying, oh, I have to play left tackle or I'm not good.
I don't
good.
Think Jones did any
Just
of
man
that.
Man up.
Broderick Jones didn't do any of that. I was supposed to hit him with his – I got so fired up there at Johnny, I didn't even let him say O-H-I-O, but I'm mad about this. The more I think about it, the angrier I get. He didn't complain and moan about it to all of our knowledge. He just took his medicine. DeJuan Jones being pretty solid for Cleveland right out of the gate did hurt, Don. I don't know about you. That was painful to see.
Well, and we had heard that the Steelers
were very low on him.
Specifically, Mike Tomlin was
very
not,
low on him. Like, thought he couldn't play basically in the NFL.
Yeah, so him going to Cleveland and.
Right.
I don't want to say immediately paying off. Like, he's fine. He's not an all-pro player or anything. He didn't take off, like, to the outside of the stratosphere, but. He's been fine for them.
I mean, the villain. The guy here, I think, that made the judgment above all else is the guy that still, I think, has the final say on any on-field personnel, and it's the head coach. I also, you know what? I'll say this really quickly here. I hated about the Dan Moore situation, all this talk about how professional he was and how he just put his head down and went to work, as if that somehow excused the fact that he looked in over his head even years into his career. I guess I respect that he, if you'll recall, his rookie year, Kabali and others would say, like, he doesn't even look like an NFL player, and then he basically brawled his way into the lineup to the point where guys like Hayward were saying to him, would you stop fighting, like, physically fighting us at practice enough? I guess I respect that on some level, but once you become the elder statesman, man, I'm holding you to a way higher standard than, wow, he just beat back his challengers for his job. Is he actually playing good or not? Is he a useful, productive, positive piece of your team, or is he not? I don't think he was, and yet they prioritized him over a guy that I think has a way higher ceiling to be that kind of player.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In about 15 minutes, Steelers set to meet tomorrow with another wide receiver from outside the organization. Will this be the answer to the wide receiver two prayers? We'll talk about it. Gabe Davis, I'm not even going to try to pretend that you already haven't seen the headline 8,000 times, but you haven't heard Mulzey's take on it. City Limits taking some broadsides, by the way, in the YouTube comments. If you haven't figured out, Dottie, I'm just fascinated by the growing community on YouTube. It's still amazing.
It's not sponsored.
It cracks me up.
Given the sponsorships we have for pretty much everything.
Right.
How is there not something?
Like a fresh sponsor, too. Like, we could go pursue somebody and be like, do you want to own the space here? You can own the YouTube space. You can own the space where Turd Sandwich plies his trade. I'm just saying. Do people pay attention to? We got who's on at 6 tonight. Folks, there's a Pirates game tonight on The Fan. Speaking of which, by the way, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers, Donnie. Ready? 8,291, 10,402, 37,713, 13,633, and 24,646. If you're asking me whether or not those are the attendance figures for Paul Skeens' home starts this year, congratulations. They're exactly that. And you can probably guess based on the number, which games were played on either Fridays or Saturdays, and which games are the Monday, Thursday, and Tuesday games. 8,291 fans on April 8th, that was a Tuesday. 10,402 fans on April 14th, that was a Monday. That was against the Nationals. The Pirates won that game going away. A Saturday crowd against the Guardians on April 19th, 37,000 plus. That was, I think, a sellout, if not officially, damn near right on it. Then you had the Cubs come into town on a Thursday, Don, May 1st. They got to Paul Skeens, like really only other one team had this year, and that was the Cardinals. The Cubs touched him up a little bit in five innings of work. That was 13,633. And then the Brewers came in on a Friday going into Memorial Day weekend, and they put 24,600 plus in there. Here's my question. You got Pirates and Astros tonight. The Pirates under Don Kelly are 10-22. No one argues the following point. They are playing better baseball. They are still pitching the daylights out of it with their starters, by and large. They should have taken at least two or three from the Padres. You can actually make a case that they should have swept the Padres. You can at least play the game of, if Henry Davis's pitch is correctly called a ball, that's a tie game. You have the bases loaded. Who knows? Somebody might break the game wide open with a hit. They blow a lead against the Padres in the final game of that series. That's not anyone else's fault. That's on them. Point is, they were still up in the game. You have the following confluence of circumstances. Paul Skeens, who is very much back to being Paul Skeens, in his last 32 and two-thirds innings, he has given up a total of five earned runs and five runs, period. The Pirates managed to lose the first three games of that five-game run, which is just astounding. It also contains, of course, his first career complete game, which is a 1-0 shutout loss where he went eight ridiculously good innings and still took an L. And then they've won the last two, including that 10-1 thrashing of the Diamondbacks, which was Paul Skeens kind of putting a foot down. So you've got the team definitely playing better since Don Kelly took over. The team just looking like they actually have some energy and some fight. Reports coming out of the locker room, I think maybe Starkey said this or Noah Hiles. I forget who wrote it. Might have been Noah in a mailbag. That the team after the Davis called third strike was as collectively mad and like passionate about something as they had been in basically a long time, if not ever, for I think Noah it was, covering the team. He said, like, that's as mad as I've ever seen this team, i.e. they give a crap at least. So you've got those two factors. You've also got kids who are probably either out of school or so close to the end. My older son's last day is a half day tomorrow, Don. Parents don't care. Like, if you got a 10-year-old kid who loves baseball and he has got a half day at school tomorrow, you're letting him stay up till 11:30 tonight if you really want to, because you just got to shove him on the bus in the morning, get him to school, and then he's done for the summer. So nobody's got a test tomorrow is my point. It's a middle-of-the-week game. I acknowledge that. It's a Tuesday game. But the weather's perfect. School is either out or about to be out for everybody. The guy who everyone wants to go and see worth the price of admission is pitching. And while you're still out of it in terms of the race, you're playing better baseball. You feel like it's a tale of two seasons. The crap that happened with Derek Shelton, whatever's going to happen with Don Kelly. I wonder what the attendance is going to be. Because I think part of the discussion about the Pirates is, have they won people back at all by playing just better baseball and winning more games relative to how many they're losing? I mean, they've obviously played better. They're one win away from just being a 500 team with Don Kelly. I think today is going to be one hell of a litmus test for whether or not people are like willing to give them a second chance. Because you'd think that essentially summertime weather in early June, with your best pitcher going, a game you absolutely expect to win. He's going against Lance McCullers, who's dragging like a 6 ERA into this game, who they had to get private security for because some drunk guy overseas sent him death threats because of a losing bet, which is a sick freak type of behavior, which should get you banned from betting for the rest of your life and probably in trouble with the law, which it still might. This is a game you should win. Like, I would think that I'm not going to like set a ridiculous number out there, but these midweek games, the early season games, 8,291, 10,402, and then 13,633. This is the best weather of the year. Like, I would think if this team is winning anybody back, at least for, hey, I'll plunk down some money to watch them play in person, wouldn't you expect 18-20 tonight?
Those are the exact numbers I had in my head. I feel like they're going to fall short of that.
So do I.
But I had 18 to 20K in my head the whole time you were talking about this, but I'm thinking it's more like 15 or maybe even shy of that.
If they get less than the 13, because I know the Cubs fans bring some of their fans no matter how crappy the weather is, and that was the 13-633. The Guardians game is going to bring a lot of Cleveland fans down, and it was on a Saturday.
That Guardians game was like the perfect storm because the weather was also great.
It was also good, yeah, you're right.
You had all the Cleveland fans. It was a perfect timing for a game, 4:05. You had the bobblehead that day. So that one's not going to be topped this year. I think it's pretty safe to say.
Yeah, I guess
like
this
to see around 20.
I think we've heard from a lot of people who are immensely and understandably frustrated with the Pirates, and I think tonight's game could be a nice little measuring stick or litmus test as to how many of those people, I wouldn't say have been won back, but have had the anger that they harbored towards this team, again, completely understandable and I think justified, cool a little bit since they've at least just taken on the guise of an average to slightly below average baseball team, because that's what they are right now. Under Don Kelly, they are an average to slightly below average, you know, baseball team. You want to call that mediocre, that's fine. I think you're right, though. I think 15,000 is probably the safer bet. The Astros don't travel. Their fans don't. There's not just like Houston Colt 45 hats sitting around in the crowd in Nolan Ryan jerseys unless somebody gets one of the throwbacks and thinks they look cool.
Somebody on the text line is claiming it was hard to find anything left on the lower level.
I'd be real interested if that were the case. Big Joe on the YouTube video comments said, I'm saying over 20,000. I think that would be very surprising. Very surprising. I'd be happy that people are at least allowing themselves to like do something fun.
Yeah, I mean, you have to at least enjoy, even if the team itself isn't great, like you have to at least enjoy the better parts of the team. And if you haven't had a chance yet to see Paul Skenes pitch in person.
Well, I still think that's a worth the price of admission thing. And he's also pitching like a badass again. Like he's striking out about a batter per inning. It's not quite like it was last year, but I think he's kind of turned up the juice the last couple starts. Really since the Philly start, it's been elite stuff from him for the most part. Going after the Arizona lineup the way he did has been really fun to watch. There's two Mulzies here in play. Tale of two Mulzies. There's the me yesterday who was like, part of me doesn't want this to be happening because I think it's going to save Ben Cherington's job and I don't want that. There's the part of me, though, that's like, I think about our boss, Craig, whose kid is like, whose oldest son is just insane about baseball. Wait, is it only son? Wait, I'm thinking now. Two daughters and a son.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, it's two his son, yes. Two daughters and a son. His son is a baseball fanatic. And I'm thinking, like, is this the kind of game that would get Craig to get down there on a Tuesday night, even if it might be inconvenient? Like, I do think there's value in that. Like, I want kids to still like baseball.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.